Good afternoon. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Sarah Heath and this is the Midday News. Driving school unions are staging Opération Escargot today to protest against the simplifying of the registration process for learner drivers. Demonstrations will be seen in Paris, Nantes, Marseille and Toulouse. The current system means drivers have to sign up at the préfecture, but new measures will mean they can sign up online. According to the unions, this will lead to the promotion of discounted training courses in what they call the uberization of their profession. In French Guiana, which saw a lifting of the blockades over the Easter weekend, demonstrators are once more creating major disruption. The Guianese have sent a 7-page document to the government outlining their demands, and if there is no agreement, the blockades will stay in place. As the French elections reach the final stretch before the first round of voting on the 23rd of April, the 11 candidates are continuing to tour the country to deliver their message, particularly to the many who remain undecided. Édouard Le Serre, Global Director of Political and Opinion Research at Kantar Public, believes that voters are confronted with a difficult choice. One in three voters are still unsure of which candidate they will vote for. From today, it will be possible to open a bank account in just 10 minutes. The Carrefour Group is offering a €5 option for which the customer receives a bank card and instructions on how to open the account online in just a few minutes. Almost a third of UNESCO sites are under threat, according to a report published by the WWF. In the main, it is due to poaching and illegal logging, both of which not only put flora and fauna at risk, but also diminish the appeal of the sites, which has a knock-on effect on tourism and the local economy. And finally, in the football tonight, PSG travels to Metz on the 31st day of Ligue 1. Kick-off is at 6:30. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Sarah Heath for English Waves.